If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Recorded.
Well, we'll get back to him.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hola. Christian, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Random would you rather question. I like this one. Would you rather have sex with a woman who looked like Sabrina Carpenter on top, but a horse on bottom? Or look like Kim Kardashian on the bottom and a horse up top?
That's easy.
That's easy?
I mean, if we're doing the deed, I'm going to have to go with Kim Kardashian on bottom.
And a horse on top.
I get what you're saying.
You're locking eyes.
Sabrina Carpenter, and that back end is the horse.
That's what you're taking?
So you're taking Sabrina Carpenter on top.
Why is that?
So she's a centaur, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Horse on the bottom. Yeah, so what?
Then what happens?
That just makes a lot more sense to me than Kim Kardashian's body with a horse face.
Okay, but what if you have to have full relations? Because to me...
Well, yeah.
You're sticking with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes, and I could take her to stop.
Come on down to Eden Plaza.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Oh, your girl thick? Look at my girl. She got four legs.
I'm taking the horse top and the Kim Kardashian bottom.
Assuming that we have to do this to completion, I'm going to have to go with my man Christian here and definitely take the Kim Kardashian bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's not awesome.
Yeah.
But it's...
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Is Sabrina Carpenter walking in all fours?
No, but she's...
Or just
her
the
body,
bottom
Her
hat.
Body is a horse?
Or is she like one of those kind of goat people?
Why does that matter? Okay, say she's one of the goat people. What are they called?
Damn.
Anyway, all right, so she's one of those, right? So it's just the goat.
So back, two legs,
from the waist
and a
down.
Giant horse butt.
Yeah.
You're taking Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Okay. You think she'd take that as a compliment? Like, that's about as big of a compliment as you can get. Like,
she's
look,
pretty.
If the top half of you, if the bottom half of you a horse, but you look the same up top, I'm sticking with you. What are you thinking, Mike? But you got to bring this to completion. You got Kim Kardashian from the hips down, right?
I'm kind of with Ted on that one. Like, I'll take Sabrina the centaur, man.
Plus, we could take Sabrina to events and stuff.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I can feed Kim Kardashian
an apple.
Yeah. I don't want BoJack Horsewoman.
Yeah, but you won't get in with the four-legged horse, Sabrina.
You never want a mouth hug again.
Yeah, there you go.
You gonna trust your junk inside a horse?
Yeah, but feed her a carrot. Hell no.
Hey, man, I don't know, because, you know, when you're doing the other stuff, like, it's a horse. It's no longer Sabrina, you know? It's It's a horse now.
I mean, well, crazier things have happened.
And Mike and I would be the only truthful ones. And we said we got some tail this weekend.
That's true. So to move it out of the way.
Random. Got to brush her all the damn time.
Random. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it.
Are you picturing the Sabrina Carpenter Centaur?
Yeah, she's fast. What else? She's just got two legs. She's not on all fours.
I mean, centaurs are a mythical creature, man, and sometimes they're hot. Centaur chicks?
I don't know.
You can find hot centaur chicks online.
Do you forget? Because they took them out. But I think, what's the old scary Disney movie?
Fantasia?
Right. I think they took this scene out. But in the original one, there's some attractive centaur.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look out. Okay. Slept on.
Well, no, yeah. No. So I'm just picturing Ted walking in like, look who I'm dating now. Is that Sabrina Carpenter horse? Oh.
By the way, why I typed in Sabrina hot CE and it's like hot centaur?
That's
like, have I been Googling this?
What do you got? I want to see a hot centaur. One where I would say, you know what? I look past her horse body. She's just so attractive.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that. I was trying to get the blonde one.
Of course you were.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Wow, man, it won't give me that chick.
It's a horse. It's not a chick.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look at this one.
All right.
She's got a six pack, nice little top.
I mean, but I can't get past the horse body. Yeah, maybe I'm
exactly,
shallow.
Exactly.
That's you are, my yep, problem. I'm you're shallow.
You're going to be able to have a conversation with the centaur, though.
Correct. You're there. Where are
exactly,
you?
Exactly. That's the problem. I just got Kim Kardashian's backside and a horse head.
Right.
I don't have to talk about
so
anything.
So you're nailing Kim Kardashian. You're dealing with me.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. No conversation. But what are you going to do to make Sabrina make her human noises? It's not like, look, if
she's
I'm doing
still got feeling down there, man.
But it's a horse.
Okay, maybe that's she's descaled. Like, she's a small woman, no, so maybe her horse is like a miniature pony.
It'd be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
No.
She's a horse.
Have you seen a male horse?
I'm sure the centaur is proportionate to the size of the woman.
Yeah, and Mike's right. Maybe she's a mini one.
Right. It's not mini that she's horse. A Clydesdale with Sabrina Carpenter.
How does that make it better? You go like, hey, it's Sabrina Carpenter, and she's a Shetland pony.
That makes it sick and disgusting in my mind.
No.
You're the one that asked the question.
It's like eating veal.
Right.
Yeah, somebody just made it worse.
No, no, how far down does Kim Kardashian go? Like, is it just like neck up as a horse with Kim Kardashian underneath?
No, I mean, in my mind, it's waist down. So her ass down to her feet is Kim Kardashian. And then waist up
is a horse.
See, I get nice boobs and whatnot, dude. I got a pretty face and all that.
And Miles, little people.
I have a human vagina.
Little people are still adults. They're just little people.
I'm not.
But they're not ponies.
I'm talking about a miniature pony.
No, there's miniature horses.
Yes,
I know.
There's a difference between a horse, a pony, a baby horse, and then miniature horses.
So you're saying Sabrina Carpenter's attached to a miniature horse. That makes it better.
I still can't get past the fact.
She's only like 5'2".
I know. She's a teeny tiny little thing, so she doesn't be a teeny tiny horse.
It doesn't even feel like bestiality. It feels like pedophilia. At that point.
No.
Or the miniature Shetland pony.
That's just because she's young.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying, so would you be weirded out if I dated a dwarf?
No.
No.
No. I would be weirded
out. So it's a mini horse.
If you dated a Shetland pony.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can't you just date a real horse? I mean, if that's what you're into. Yeah. I mean, if you're really into that, I'd be like, dude, really? The Shetland pony's what you're into?
Well, someone says you can ride the centaur to work.
There you go.
True.
And then ride her when you get home.
Yeah. Okay. Random.
Thanks for the backup, Mike.
I got you, man.
Yeah, I didn't realize how strong my feelings were about that until we had the conversation.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm team Kardashian down.
Sure you are.
Okay, yes. Hear me out on this one. At least with our girl, Sabrina.
Yeah.
Like, if I take her to the bar, people be like, I got to ask. And she'll be like, well, yeah, this is what happened.
I've got to ask.
You walk in with a woman that top up is a whore.
Right.
Right.
And they say, you got to ask. And they say, go ahead. She can't talk.
And nobody's talking to you. Nobody's talking to you. They're talking to each other going, dude, his girl's got a horse face.
You think more people would talk pleasantly, let's say, to you.
Yes.
Because you have a centaur versus my two-legged horsewoman.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
All
really?
All day, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you think Matthew Broderick feels? He's like, oh, this one's easy.
He's got people whispering behind his back. Okay. Dude, his girl's got a horse face.
We're saying it out loud. Yeah.
So it's like John Elway.
It's a difference.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, no. Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. Okay. Would you rather never eat pizza again or never canyon yodel ever again?
Oh, damn.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
Pizza. Sorry.
I'm getting rid of pizza in a heartbeat. Are you really?
Oh, without
Man,
question.
Definitely yeah. banging a freaking centaur seems like the better choice.
I'll take the third option. I'm six with the centaur.
We're using all the weird ones today we got.
Apparently, it's not that weird. Mike and Ted have an absolute solid game. Oh, it's a miniature horse.
Rule 34.
The only thing that I got to say about the whole centaur thing is, I texted it in, but Mike, being from Evenclaw, you might want to tone it down a little bit on the
entire. I already made that joke, Justin.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's still a horse. Some part of the body.
Just right.
Either pick is still part of a horse.
This scenario found me, buddy.
Yes, exactly.
Right, we're not talking about animals we consider sensual, like dolphins. Right.
So what do you think? Pizza?
Now, along with the question that you are asking our friend Justin now. Right. All right. Bring the centaur into it. All right, Ted?
No.
So, no. The idea of pizza or canyon yodeling, but you're now with the Sabrina Carpenter mini horse. I'm saying you're dropping the canyon yodeling.
Yeah. I'm dropping it if it's human.
Yes.
I'm sticking with pizza.
This is just pizza.
Pizza's more, you get more pizza. It's available. I don't need somebody else to get pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I eat a lot more pizza than I do that.
Justin, what are you saying?
Oh, let's go with pizza.
I'm getting rid of pizza. I will gladly never eat pizza again.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I don't mind doing it. It's good. You want everybody to have a good time, but like, compared to pizza,
so many other delicious foods.
Yes, thank you. You can have pasta. You can. There's a lot of things you can do. You don't need to do that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I got to agree with my man. You guys are shaking your head no. And to this guy's point, look, I love pizza, but if I even want something close to pizza, it can be done. Because so many other times, same ingredients, it just depends on the vehicle which you deliver it to your mouth. As where canyon yodeling, like, it's what it is.
It's not the main event,
though. There's nothing similar.
But I'm not giving up sex.
Right. It's not the main event.
Yeah, but still.
Now, granted, I enjoy it.
And sometimes I like the undercard.
Happy
man.
To be there. Right. Well, I get you. Yeah. Like
sometimes the undercard's better than the main attraction. You didn't know it'd be that way.
Not near as often as the main event is better than the undercard.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I'm just...
It depends. You remember people for a very specific reason a lot of the times.
Yeah. And sometimes it's nasty.
And sometimes you remember why you didn't want to be with them. No, I'm giving up pizza.
You ever had a nasty pizza? No.
Well,
not in that sense.
Uh-huh.
I don't think pizza's...
You ever opened up the box to a pizza and went,
oh. Oh, no. But I have to put it on my plate.
Even if I only did it twice a year.
I can't not eat this.
I'm still giving up pizza. Even if it was like the Christmas and birthday present for me.
I mean, I've dated girls that don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We still had pizza.
I'm not dating them. That's a deal breaker.
And somebody here said, just eat a calzone. That's what I'm saying. There's a way. It's not pizza.
That's a folded over pizza. No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Mozzarella sticks with marinara.
Yeah, you could do that.
Borderline. Mozzarella sticks, the garlic bread on the side, your little dipper of marinara. It's not pizza, but like I can recreate the
I could also put a bunch of pennies in my mouth, all right?
Listen, if they call it pizza, you can't eat it. Pizza rolls, pizza combos, pizza.
I just think I have hands. There's other devices. I can help her find pleasure. I don't have to do that.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm against it. Certainly not honest to anybody I've dated, but pizza's pizza, man.
Yeah, there's other foods. Just like you said, there's other things you can eat.
I'm going to kiss and stuff pennies in her mouth. Yeah. Oh, what does Mike mean?
Yeah. What was the thing I read the other day? It was like a woman with pierced nipples tastes like if you put your house keys in your mouth.
Yeah.
I've never been with a woman that had piercings.
Really?
Nope. Never had.
I have, and they're not wrong.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I mean, it's boob and metal. But there's no other way to explain it because that is literally what is there. There are boobs and there are metal. Hello, Malachi. Welcome to the men's room.
Howdy.
Hola.
Malachi, welcome to the program. Random question. Here we go. Would you rather have a personal chef for free, but pay for the food, or have a lifetime supply of cooking ingredients for free?
The cooking ingredients.
You're going to take the ingredients. I think I'm right there with you. I think I can figure out
I could eat the ingredients.
Well, the problem is you could have a personal chef, and that would be awesome to never have to cook anymore, but I actually like cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is you're still paying for the food that you're eating.
True, he's just the chef.
He's just the guy that's making it, which is not the worst thing that I enjoy cooking. So for me, I'm definitely taking the lifetime supply of cooking ingredients.
I don't know, man. I don't mind cooking, but the problem is you know, like anything, I can go to a restaurant and, hey, man, what's your secret ingredient? And sometimes they'll tell you, and I can try to recreate it at home. I can make it very well, but it's just not the same.
I would take the personal chef just because they're cooking. Like, I could buy the stuff. How should I phrase it? Like, there's sometimes I buy stuff
to do it.
Right. You still got to cook it. And sometimes you're just lazy. So you take the unhealthier option or the easier option.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I got my man back there. I'm like, cook it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Just for that reason.
Like, and I still like cooking. I mean, you could still cook on the side.
You could, yeah. But like you said, a lot of times I'll buy the ingredients and it just doesn't materialize.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like a good idea at the grocery store. Now I'm like, let's just get Five Guys.
Or sometimes, or even just, I mean, I screwed up something the other day. I just put too much of one flavor seasoning, and I was like, ugh.
Right. What'd you put too much of?
Like a you know, it's just one of the flavors of my Dano's.
Okay.
I just got a little too heavy with it.
It happens. Exactly. Yeah, I think I'm taking a personal shot.
But Dano's,
like I said,
how rich do you have to be to honestly have a personal chef that you have every single day of your life? Like, what would the cost be if you were to hire someone who does nothing but cook food for you every single day?
I imagine it's pretty good. I don't know. But you got to think, like, if you're the sous chef or head chef at a restaurant that you don't own, you typically get paid pretty well. Some of those
it's
guys
are
even, like, six
money.
Digits. You know, if you're the chef, sous chef, depending on the place, man, you might be pulling in $80,000, $100,000. You might only be pulling in $30,000. Just depends where you're at. But I got to think, if you're a personal chef, right? Because one thing about being the sous or the executive is you got a bunch of other people that are helping you.
Okay.
Personal chef's doing everything top to bottom. You're cooking all day, and you got to deal with probably some rat ass customer. I'm saying at least.
And I'm 60. Assuming they're professionally trained.
You would think.
So even like healthier options, you feel like they would just make them better than you do.
Oh, my first request would be like, do not try to sneak a healthier option.
All right. In Seattle, Washington.
All right.
The cost for a personal chef is $1,300 for working a 40-hour week.
So that's a week.
Yeah. The monthly cost is approximately $4,220 or $32.50 an hour.
So they're like about $52,000, and that, I'm guessing that's like the bargain basement. $52,000 a year in Seattle to be someone's personal chef.
Personal chefs in Seattle typically charge between $75 to $125 per hour.
Oh,
that was the national cost, plus the cost of groceries. Some services offering weekly meal prep or private dinner services are an additional cost. So basically, a realistic range for an in-home chef, they're saying. God, is about $500 to $600 a week, I guess.
That's closer to what, about 26 a year? There's no way it's that little.
It's got to be more expensive than that. Random, would you rather question 206-803-ROCK? Random.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hola.
All right, Trevor, I'm going to give you a lovey dovey question. Trevor, do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
I do. I have a girlfriend and an ex-wife.
Okay. Would you rather...
You've been busy, Trevor.
Yeah.
Would you rather your spouse have a one-night stand or cuddle every single day for a month with someone else?
Wait, say that one more time.
Okay. Would you rather have your spouse have a one-night stand? Just one time, that's it, it's done. Or have her cuddle every day for a month with someone else?
I mean, I guess you can cuddle with someone else, but I mean, like, you know, she's for me.
So you take the month of her cuddling with whoever she wants, and then, you know, she can still have relations with you.
Who do you think she would pick to cuddle with, based on what you know or who she's found attractive? What was that?
Say that again?
I don't even know. She really doesn't say anything about all that.
She never says that guy's hot?
No. She's pretty laid back and, you know, I'm pretty hot to her. Thank you.
Yeah, you're the man. Yeah, okay.
Like I said, man, every time you
bring
up
this hall pass. Doesn't matter how hot you are, somebody else is, they're still attracted to other people.
Every time you bring up a hall pass or the one-night stand, people always go to the celebrity well. And I go, look, man, like I said, it's one thing if my wife's like, I slept with, I don't know, the guy from Bridgerton. I'm like, look, I know you found him attractive. What are the odds of that? Cool. It's entirely different. So not a one-night stand, you go with who? And you're picturing a celebrity, and they're like, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, that's, you don't know That's my point. You don't necessarily
don't
know
pizza.
Where the hole pass goes.
That's why.
That's all you need to know, baby. I don't eat pizza.
I know. That's my pickup line.
That's why I think you picked it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Honest, being honest.
I gave up pizza for that.
I'm telling you, that's how much I like it. Just letting you know. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Chance win tickets to see Linkin Park on the way at 420. We will give you the secret code word. You text that to 206-803-ROCK. Hey! In the meantime, it is our random Would You Rather question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Matt, welcome to the program. And the random Would You Rather question. Let's go with this one. Would you rather accidentally glue your eye shut or accidentally swallow your dentures if you had them?
Yeah. Both are nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it could go a lot longer with my eyes shut, but eventually I'd have to go with the denture thing because I hate not being able to see.
Okay, so you're going to go dentures.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
For my own.
Many people have swallowed their dentures.
I did a quick Google search. I was stunned at the number of headlines. I'm like, oh, this has to be the same guy. It wasn't. It was men. It was women. It is unbelievable how many people swallow their dentures.
I think I'm going to take gluing my eye shut.
I'm taking gluing my eye shut just based on what I read today as far as... In both cases, it's rarely fatal. Ted, I know you have an exceptional story to that, but... Yeah. It just seems that the process to get your eyes unstuck is not as bad as what they have to do to get the dentures out of you if you swallowed them.
So your relative choked.
He was right. Was in the ocean. I guess a wave knocked him out, and he choked
on his dentures. He could not swallow them down.
So, I mean, I never met the guy. But okay. there was like a great uncle or something. Every time we were on the beach, he would take his dentures out. And finally, I was like, why do you take those out? And he's like, remember my brother, blah, blah, blah.
So every time.
He's like jumping out of a boat or something, or he's just swimming in the ocean, and somehow he swallows them and dies.
Jesus.
Plus, I choke on stuff all the time. Like, right. I'm not taking the swallowing dentures.
So you're gluing your eyes shut?
Yeah, and I just feel like I'll just be this guy for like a week. Yeah. Like eventually it'll come undone, right?
You hope so.
I mean, I still shower every day.
Yeah. Reese, man, would you rather glue your eyes shut or swallow your dentures? Doctors with a Colorado hospital system are urging eye drop users to read labels carefully after noting an uptick in cases of people accidentally putting glue into their eyes. An ophthalmologist in Denver said medical practitioners, they've noticed it has become surprisingly common for people to mistake nail glue or lash glue for eye drops. He said nail and lash glues as well
lash
as
lash glue. That makes lash. More
that
sense.
Makes a lot more sense.
I can't imagine why you'd have anything glue next near to, eye drops.
Yeah.
Well, they come in very similar containers, apparently. One such case went viral in 2024 when a TikTok user shared her experience with accidentally putting nail glue into her eye. Doctors sometimes, they say, have to scrape adhesive from the surface of the patient's eye, but the incidents generally don't lead to any permanent eye damage. Now we move on to the world of dentures, all right? In a bizarre incident, a man accidentally swallowed his dentures in his sleep, resulting in them getting stuck in his lungs. Doctors at a private hospital successfully removed the dental set. 52-year-old man had been using fixed dentures for several years. However, the set loosened over time and was inadvertently swallowed while he was sleeping. Now, the set made its way down the airway and became lodged in the middle section of his right lung.
Yeah.
So the medical team opted for a rigid bronchoscopy, with general anesthesia, and they were able to successfully remove the object. But wait, there's more. A 67-year-old man accidentally swallowed his denture while eating food. He was struggling with extreme pain in his throat and chest. And when the doctors examined him, they found that the denture was stuck in his stomach. He also had injuries in his food pipe and stomach area and was bleeding internally. Now we have the case of an 81-year-old woman from Peru, or a man, who accidentally swallowed his dentures during an epileptic episode.
Jeez.
And he was saved by a medical team that successfully removed the object from his throat. Then there's the Texas woman, who accidentally swallowed her partial dentures, and they went down into her stomach. 88 years old, was taken to the emergency department at the UT Southwestern Medical Center after she mysteriously misplaced a set of dentures while she was eating her dinner. She did not misplace them. The woman's family took her to the hospital where they could not figure out how her bottom denture suddenly disappeared. Well, after several attempts to retrieve the teeth, the doctors finally were able to grab the dentures with forceps and successfully remove the dentures. And then there was the man that swallowed his dentures while eating a bowl of soup. And he went surgery to remove the dentures from his stomach. He swallowed his dentures while eating a festive mince pie.
Mince pie.
Festive mince pie.
Did your grandparents have dentures, man?
Yes.
My grandmother did. I don't remember if my grandfather did, but it would just freak me out. You know, because she ate soul food all the time. And one thing about soul food, there's a lot of stringy meats involved. Mm-hmm. So at night, you know, you're the grandkid. You're like 5 or 6 years old. She wants to get some sugar before you're going to go to bed. She's going to go in there and give her a kiss, but she's already removed her teeth. And they're sitting in that glass. Like, was it Effordent? Is that what it's called? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the bubbles, but I just vividly remember I could never take my eyes off of the teeth floating in the glass and then watching the bubbles dislodge like bits of meat and bits of vegetable and just watching that stuff kind of float around. I just thought it was so gross. Yep. So gross. I hated it every time. Like, please just leave your teeth at it until I give you a kiss. Because I can't stand looking at it.
It is weird. It takes a second.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It really does. We had a teacher in 7th grade. He was probably 40 to 45 at the time. And like I said, we were in 9th grade. And he's our English teacher. And I don't remember what our class had done. But this guy rarely yelled at us. But he was pissed at us for something we'd done in the previous class. We were kind of the bad class. So we didn't do anything to him. Everyone liked this guy. But he's screaming at us. And it really put us in our place because he's the guy that always had our back. But as he's screaming, it's kind of like American Werewolf in London, like when his teeth are grown. So he didn't realize that his dentures were slipping out of his mouth. We did not know he had dentures. And as he's screaming, we just see his gums growing.
then he could kind of see the look on our faces. Can he kind of just stop dead? We were terrified. We honestly, none of us at that age thought, oh, his dentures are slipping. We're like, homeboy's a werewolf, because that's the most natural thing you should think. I mean, seriously, it freaked us out. And then he realized they were slipping out, slammed them back in his mouth. Then he was really uncomfortable, and there's just this awkward dead silence, because he's revealed he had dentures, right? So he just sits down at his desk, and like I said, he was mid-screaming at us. And it was Lamont Gray, the class clown, in this case, was not an idiot, just said, don't worry about it, Mr. Roscoff. We still got your back. And it kind of made everything better. Nice. But then after that, we're all like, Mr. Roscoff's got dentures, man. Did you know that? Like, no, man, he was screaming as they were sliding out of his mouth. It was crazy. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jesse, welcome to the program. Random would you rather question. We'll give you this one. Would you rather have a former classmate marry your mom or you just marry 16 different wives?
16 wives at once, like polygamy style?
Yeah, that's correct.
They're all your wives, man. They're all mad at you about something.
Dude, that sounds about right with my life currently, so I'm going to go with the 16 wives. I think I can handle that.
You can take the 16 wives.
Man, I don't know. I mean, just like, you know, when you're younger, it's always, I'm going to be a guy in college, just marry a bunch of women. Like, I want no part of either of those things, man.
No.
You know what I mean? Just the idea of having more than one wife is bad. 16 is, that's a nightmare.
I would try it.
That
16
is a lot.
Wives?
Yep.
Yes. I, no,
that
man.
Is a lot.
I mean, why not?
Because I mean, you got to live with them.
What if two stick around or three? You know, maybe.
Oh, they're all sticking around.
Maybe you blow 13 relationships. Maybe, you know, yeah. But either way, I mean.
16 wives at one time, though, dude.
At one time. So you're
that's
the guy.
A lot of.
That's a lot of. Yeah. And the thing, and look.
They all know each other?
If you're married, you know this goes. All they're going to do is talk ass about you when you're not home. And then when you get home, whatever it is they determine you've done wrong or whatever perceived slight, they're all going to be on the same side. And it's bad enough to hear my wife nag me about something. I can't imagine 15 more of her piling on to whatever the complaint is, or even if it's not a complaint, just getting up in the morning and 16 different people ask me what I want for dinner before 9 a.m.
Well, it would be tough. It would be tough to keep a schedule because everybody, you know, everybody needs you to do a little bit
something,
of something,
right?
So whatever that is, your calendar, that would be pretty full on a daily basis as far as, you know, picking up kids or getting this or
but
doing
even
that
just
or,
fighting for the remote. Well, seven of us want to watch this, four, but like now.
I see a scenario where people live in multiple residents on this ideal world of mine.
Okay, let's say you have 16 houses, but you've been married.
Yeah.
You've told stories about just dealing with one person.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's what I mean.
Right, like, so why would you want to deal with 16 of them?
Because maybe I could find one that's nice.
Maybe.
I could spend more time over at their joint, you know?
I don't know. Good for my, whatever, one of my classmates. I hope he has fun with my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, dude, marry my mom.
Yeah.
I don't want you to, but if the alternative is 15 more wives, marry my mom.
Okay. It'd be a fun wedding.
You think with 16 wives?
No. Oh. With one of my classmates.
All right.
You think it'd be a fun wedding?
Sure.
Man, I
already like my mom.
Yeah, I like my mom, too.
I obviously know this guy. We went to high school together.
But it's just
as long
weird.
As he doesn't talk about having sex with her.
Well, he doesn't have to talk about it because everyone hints at it, you know? And your wedding night, right? That's where everyone stops.
Yeah.
You know what it means. They're talking about sex, and they're like, that's my mom.
See, I think the 16 wives, not to equate this way, but I think it would be similar to when you went to the Bunny Ranch.
Like, what, I, you're like, right.
What do I want right now?
I thought you're
Miles,
right.
I spent 3 nights at the Bunny Ranch. By that third night, I was like, Jesus Christ, they're annoying.
And you're not
really? Oh, really?
Yeah, as they start talking about each other to you and stuff, I was like,
I don't want to hear
like,
that.
Kinda, like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to know.
Oh, right. God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. See, I would never know that. The reason we ask, would you rather a former classmate marry your mom, or would you rather have 16 wives? Osamu Tomiaka met his wife Midori when he was still in school. She was the mother of one of his classmates and 21 years his senior. But he didn't let that stop him from marrying her. The 32-year-old man said the first time he saw Midori was at a parent-teacher conference at a school when he was a minor. She was the mother of one of his classmates, and he recalls thinking that that woman was beautiful. Well, they met again.
I saw her picture. She wasn't.
She was not.
No. I mean, it's not hideous, but I can't imagine pining after that woman from my teenage years into adulthood.
Well, they met again 20 years later. He was attracted by the woman's mature and dignified look and contacted his ex-classmate in order to be closer to her. Well, Midori initially rejected his advances, thinking that the age difference made them incompatible, but she was eventually overwhelmed by his persistence and grew to like him, too.
He said he fell in love with his wife, Midori, when he met her again, 10 years after seeing her to school. Despite being more than 2 decades younger, he decided to pursue her. I have to admit the time, she said, he became my spiritual support, recalling that he took her to 40 illumination spots in a month after she said she loved illuminations. After a 30th date, he confessed his love once again and practically begged her to date him. She rejected him again. She was worried about how her daughter and the rest of the family would think about her dating someone so young, but it was a message from her daughter that made her reconsider. If I'm the obstacle, don't worry about me. Just think about your own happiness, Mom. According to the daughter that texted her that one day. The two didn't start dating. They had some hurdles to jump. Although the parents had no problem with a 31-year-old son dating a woman more than 2 decades his senior, the same could not be said about Midori's parents. You're a grandmother now. After a broken marriage, you should think very carefully about entering this unusual relationship. But the man remained undeterred. He told his future in-laws that there was no such thing as normal or abnormal when it came to marriage, and showed his commitment to the 53-year-old woman by buying a $250,000 house.
Jeez.
So they eventually tied the knot and had the blessings of both of their families.
Does he not sound a little crazy, though?
A little, yeah.
It's not the age thing that bugs me. I'm like, I think this guy bugs me.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the man from a small village in Tanzania. He has a very special family. He is married to 16 women, has over 100 children, and a whopping 144 grandchildren. They say these days many men struggle with the idea of starting a family. Having kids as one extra mouth to feed feels like too much, but taking care of more than 2 or 3 children is unthinkable. How about 100 children? He hails from a small village in Tanzania, and he currently has 16 wives, 104 children, and 144 grandchildren. His home looks like a small village, featuring a house for every one of his wives.
All right.
And people running around everywhere, doing chores, looking after dozens of small children. In a recent interview, he said that he began expanding his family at the request of his father. He married his first wife in 1961.
Damn.
And had his first child a year after that. But his father told him that one wife was not enough.
What?
So he offered to pay the dowries if only he agreed to take on more wives and have more children.
Mm-hmm.
So his dad was going to front the bill. It's hard to understand why, as a woman, you would want to share a man with other women. But his wives claimed that it was all about his reputation as a good, respectful husband. One of his wives told his sister about him and the good life she led alongside him. And she wanted to experience the same. So they decided to share him. In the end, 7 sisters ended up marrying the man. They now apparently live in harmony and claim that there is no jealousy between any of them.
That's what you think.
So how does one, you guess, provide for hundreds of mouths to feed? Well, apparently the entire family depends on their own hard work for sustenance. They rely entirely on their crops and livestock for food. They grow corn, beans, cassava, bananas, and what they don't consume themselves. They either trade or sell for other goods.
All right.
The wives all claim that they always talk openly about their problems and don't let grudges threaten the unity of the home. If they can't work things out between themselves, they bring the issues to the man, Ernesto. And he listens, doesn't take sides, but only offers...
Because he's smart.
Offers just some advice.
Yeah.
And apparently, that system has worked perfectly good since 1961. Interestingly, he admitted that he sometimes struggles with the names of all his children and grandchildren. Claiming
that's a lot of kids.
He remembers about 50 of their names off the top of his head. He claims to remember the rest when he sees their faces.
Okay.
Again, 104 children, 144 grandchildren.
Somebody on the text line here says, I wonder if he wants a 17th wife. He can certainly have mine.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's very odd how that dynamic works out. All right. So you marry someone. And your wife tells her sisters, man, he treats me so well. He's a really solid guy. You should join us in the marriage. I'm just imagining my wife has 2 sisters. I can't imagine her saying, hey, man, they really, really respect you based on the nice things I'm saying about you. Oh, thanks, baby. That's cool. Yeah, they want in.
Yeah.
They want in like what? Like, so, you know, you marry them too, and then you'll have 3 wives. And like, no.
Well, some people like a relationship all the time. Like, if I'm in a relationship and it goes south. To me, it's like some people, the dog dies and they just go out the next week and they get
another dog. Yeah.
They get a puppy.
Like with me, I need a little time in between animals.
Sure.
Same thing with relationships. Like I don't go boom, boom. You know, like I try to give myself a little bit of a break in between. If I can.
If you can, yeah. Try to play the field or something, man.
But in those instances, that's sometimes typically when you meet somebody.
Oh, of course. If you're not trying.
Right off the bat. Like you got, you know, like one day of freedom. The next thing you know, you're like, I think I found something.
Right.
This is crazy. Random.
16 wives.
Yeah.
It was 101 children.
104 children, 144 grandchildren.
So you're still talking like 8.5 kids per wife.
Yes.
That's insane.
On average, I'm sure one of them has like 15 kids, one of them only has 4, but good Lord, man. Putting in work.
That's it. Let's see here. All right, let's go with this one. I don't think anybody in this room has experienced either of these two phenomena. Would you rather have a toenail ripped off completely or pass a kidney stone?
I'm going to go kidney stone. And yes, 100% of the people I've talked to that have passed kidney stones have talked about what a horrible experience it is, most recently my brother. But they kind of got through it. And they're like, dude, it sucks. It is what it is. You don't always know when you're going to pass a stone, but you're always aware that you might until the doctor gives you the all clear. So you can prepare. And he said, look, it's awful. It is absolutely awful. The few times I've heard about people getting a nail, whether it's finger or toenail torn off, when they retell the story, you could tell they're kind of reliving the trauma. Where a kidney stone, they're like, dude, it sucked. But there's no one kidney stone over here where they're like, this was the worst. Like, it just kind of sucked all the time. I hear about nails getting ripped off, and it's just the look on people's faces when they relive the story.
Yeah, because you really can't see that you're passing the kidney stone. You can
feel it.
You can see your nail ripped off of your toe or your hand.
But I think the toenail, again, it's going to hurt. Like, I've cut off half a fingernail.
Yeah.
And it was awful, but you keep bandages on it, it gets all right.
But how long was the pain for? Was it just the initial act, or was
every
it like
time
days,
you change the Band-Aid, you could feel it.
You get that little pinch.
But I mean,
is it an open nerve?
But
feel?
Kidney stones is like, you're double over in pain.
Yeah, that is what my brother said. And so the doctor
said, for how long?
Until you get the thing out. So that's when you go to the doctor, and as he explained it, whatever they give you, they can't get rid of the stones for you, but they can sometimes sonic break them up so that they're smaller and easier to pass. And it's like, that way it only hurts half as much, but you're still in a lot of pain.
And how do you get kidney stones again?
I don't know. I know.
I mean, like, if your brother has them, does that mean that you're more predetermined to get them?
I hope not, but I know you can get a calcium buildup, right? So somebody warned me before. They said, look, man, if you're someone that eats Tums all the time,
okay,
all the extra calcium they put
in there. That's what I've heard about. You got to be careful about eating too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get this stuff. And so it's in your kidneys, and your kidneys eventually want to get all this back up out of there. And the only way out is your urethra, and it's a piece of calcium, and they're all jagged. Like, that's the real thing. Because you always picture, like, this smooth, round thing.
Yeah, right.
It's not like a piece of hail. You know, these things are, like, cyclical. I mean, just take a piece of glass.
I'm taking the nail ripped off of my foot.
Let's see. Somebody here says, I ripped off my entire middle fingernail about 20 years ago, and I literally have the chills and goosebumps just thinking about living through that again. And that's my only...
Is that right? Okay.
Kidney stones is all over the place. Possible causes include drinking too little water, exercise too much or too little, obesity, weight loss surgery, which I think would help you, and eating food with too much salt or sugar.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a strange one. And then kidney stones don't seem too... Like, one way or the other. Like, I've known all types of people to have them. I mean, Cobb.
Yeah, there's nothing.
My buddy Cobb from the podcast, he got them in college because it was like, he was a college swimmer. And it was like something with all the amount of time they put in the pool.
Chlorine?
Really?
Or something. Yeah, but same thing.
Damn.
Jesus. Okay.
All right, we got your secret word coming up at 4:20 for your chance to see Linkin Park and Climate Pledge there September 24th. And we got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.